Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The left fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echebarren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell moves to second. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Andy Echebarren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echebarren hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Etchie Barron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bellinger moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Blair moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hershberger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Blair scores. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Alvarado pinch hits for Tommy John. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Horland now pitching. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 0 for 1 in the game. Etchie Barron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 6-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan hits a fly ball into left field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally bunts towards first. Andrews scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McNally for the out. Echeverrin moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Joe Horlan. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Tom Bradley pinch runs for Pat Kelly. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bradley moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bradley scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Forster now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blair is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Powell tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-1, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Leonard now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. Egan is hit by the pitch. Hunts moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunts fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. It's 9-1, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 12-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Terry Forster. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnstone moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Powell. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Robinson strikes out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leonard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into left field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Egan is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.